on River 949's Great Weekender. Another great event in the city of Ipswich. From discoverIpswich.com.au.
I love Ipswich. It's a great town with wonderful heritage, and you know what? The councils over the years have protected that heritage. But these people also protect it. This event is coordinated by the Ipswich Region branch of the National Trust of Australia, Queensland branch, and the event happens twice a year in May and September. This is an opportunity to treat your mum on Mother's Day, Saturday the 11th of May, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And you get the opportunity, this is unique, to see inside three of Ipswich's privately owned heritage homes, and a lady that's passionate about Ipswich, passionate about her heritage, and she can tell I'm stinking passionate, Simone Hubbard. G'day, Simone.
Oh, hi, Danny. How you going?
Yeah, I am pumped because I love how we've protected these wonderful old homes. There's three houses open for this event next Saturday, the 11th of May, from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. First of all, is it free?
$5 per head per home, but National Trust members are free, also children and students.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. $5 is worth having a look. So tell us about these three homes. There's Claremont, Lakemba, and Chestnuts.
These are fabulous homes, and we've particularly curated this collection as classic Ipswich icons for this event the day before Mother's Day. Claremont, sorry, 1857, and it's a rare example of a Georgian sandstone villa. It's sprawling, it's magnificent, it overlooks the Bremer River. We've got the Chestnuts, which was built 30 years later, and that offers a definite contrast to Claremont in the fact that it's a two-story Gothic Revival style cottage with an attic. I think decorative trimmings and English style cottage garden, and a home that generally just hugs you back. The last one that we have open is probably the youngest of our pack this time, 1902, and it's an early Federation home, so a transition between Victorian and Federation, with beautiful reinstated formal gardens and spectacular views across Ipswich from the top of Denmark Hill. We really recommend that people visit all the properties because each property has its own story to tell, its own history, and you really get a feeling for the diversity of heritage in such good shape across Ipswich.
And Simone, probably a little bit of there could be a few ghosts around the place. Take this opportunity next Saturday, the 11th of May, from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. It is wonderful that we're opening up these privately owned houses. This is Queensland's oldest provincial city, and you can see the Claremont, the Lakemba, and the Chestnuts. Simone, how do people find out about this?
Greathouses.com.au, and you can also follow our socials on Facebook and Instagram.
DiscoverIpswich.com.au. Protect this city. It's a wonderful city. These are wonderful homes. Go and check them out. Take Mum along. She'll be wrapped. And keep your radio tuned to this proud Ipswich radio station on River 949.